Today's Amud is Tainis Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Dal Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yud Amar Rav. So we were in the middle of discussing Rav Chanina ben Doisa. So on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yud Amar Rav, Bechol Yoyim Vayoyim, every single day, there's a baskol that's Yoytzes, a baskol comes out Vayimeres and says, that Koyla Oilam Kuloi Nizoin Beshvil Chanina Beni. That the baskol says, Kaviyachol, in the voice of Hashem, that the whole entire world, it gets its parnasa in the schos of my son Chanina, referring to Chanina ben Daisa. The Chanina ben Di dayoy bekav charuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. And even though all the food is coming down, all the chef is coming down b'schus Chanina, Chanina himself, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, was very poor. And what did he eat? Only a kav of caribs from one erev Shabbos to the next erev Shabbos. He himself was barely eating. But the whole world's food was coming down in his chus. Have a regila de bisul amichma tanura komali shabsa, says the Gemara about the poverty of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, that his wife was nayeg, that every Erev Shabbos she would turn on the oven, she would heat up the oven, the shadya aktarta, and she would put into the oven something that would cause there to be a lot of smoke, mishum ksufa, because she was embarrassed, she didn't have dough to bake, she didn't have challah to make. They were very poor, but she felt bad the neighbors are going to see that she's not baking challah. So she put in something which caused there to be a lot of smoke, which came out so people would think that she's baking bread. Now, Lamaisa, Havlay, at first glance it sounds like what she's doing, who's actually looking, but we'll see in a moment that no, there were people that were looking. Havlay ahach shibafta bibishta. She had a certain really bad neighbor, and Amran, this neighbor said, Michti, let's see, yedana de les lehuvlay midi. I know about the Daisas, I know about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa and his mishpacha, that they don't have anything, they don't have any money. So maikulay hai, what's this, all this that they're baking? Azla v'tarfa baba. She went to go knock on the door, really just to bust Rabbi Chanina's wife. What's she doing? She went and knocks on the door, and he kasba. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, was embarrassed. The neighbor's about to walk in. Vayala l'indraina. So she goes up to the upper room, to the inner room, and it's avid l'anisa, d'chaz l'tanura malei lachma. The Maisa, the neighbor, barges in. I guess she didn't wait for anyone to open the door for her. But a nace happened, and the oven appeared as if it was filled with bread. Va'agana malelisha, and the dough bowl was filled with dough. It was filled with dough that was being kneaded. So Amra la planisa planisa. So the neighbor says to Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, she says, Mrs., planisa planisa, look in the oven. I say masa de kacharech lachmech. Quickly get the shovel, the bread is burning. The bread in the oven is burning. Quickly go get the shovel to take the bread out. So Amra la, so Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa says to the neighbor that, yeah, in a chanami, why do you think I went to the other room? Afanala hachiaili, I went to the other room to go get the shovel. That's why I went there. So now says the Gemara, Natana, we learned, afi lahavi marda nichnasa. It was actually true. She wasn't lying. She actually went to the other room to get the shovel. She was so confident that this nace would take place that she went to go get the shovel to take the bread out of the oven. Why was she so confident? Because she was accustomed to having nisim happen to her, and therefore she knew to get the shovel. She was very confident that this nace was going to happen. Now Amra laid the bisu, so the Maisa, Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, she said to her husband, she said to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, and Ema's nezav and its tire kulihai, we're suffering from such poverty, how long are we gonna continue suffering? So Amarla, so Rabbi Chanina said to his wife, my navid, what do you recommend we do? So by rachamed in this vulach midi. So she says back, what do you mean? Why don't you daven? You have a tremendous kayach at tefillah. So why don't you daven that we should get some more partner, that we should have some money? So ba'a rachame, so Rabbi Chanina davens, and yatsasa kemin pisas yad, there was like an image of a palm that came down from the shamayim, v'yahavule chad kara diftoira didhava, and it gave him, this hand gave Rabbi Chanina a golden leg of a table. It gave him this golden leg of a table. So Lamaisa, Chazia Bechalma, the Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, after they got all this gold, she saw in a dream that Aside Tzadike Da'achli Aftaira did Dahava, that in the future all the Tzadikim they're going to eat on golden tables, De Isle Tas Tlaskare. that have three golden legs. Va'at oichelas aftira detrei kare, and she was told in the dream that your mishpacha, you're going to be eating on a table that only has two golden legs, because you're getting one golden leg right now in Olam Hazeh. So Amar La is the proper girsa. So she tells Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa says to his wife that nichulach lemechal achli kuli alma aftira de mishalem vanan aftira de mechaser. Is that really better for you? Do you want that? That everybody in the future, they're going to eat on a full golden table, and we're going to have one that's missing one of its legs? So Amar La. So she says to her husband, Umay Navid, no, I definitely do not want that. What should we do? Boy Rachame, why don't you daven? She says to her husband, why don't you daven? Dineshkalinu minach, that they should take the leg, that from the Neshamayim, they should take this golden leg back from you. So Boy Rachame, Rabbi Chanina davens, and again with his kayach atfila vishakluhu, that they actually take the leg back. And Tana, we learned in the Braisa that Gadol Haya Nes Achron Yaisim in Arishayim. This second Nes, that Minashamayim, they took the leg back, that was greater than the first Nes that gave them the golden leg. And the reason for that is the Gemiri, because we have a Mesaira, the Mehav Yahavi Mishka Lai Shakli. HaKadosh Baruch is only a giver, he doesn't exactly take. So this, and in the second Nes, Minashamayim, they took back the golden leg, that itself, that was like a Nes Al Gabe Nes, because that itself, that HaKadosh Baruch was Kavi taking, that's not something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu generally does. Now continues the Gemara, another story about the Daisas, that Chad Bei Shimshe, one Friday night, Chazi Lebarte Dehava Atziva. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he saw his daughter, that she looked a little sad. So Amar La, so he says to his daughter, Biti Lamay Atzivas, why are you so sad? So Amar Le, so Rabbi Chanina's daughter says to him that Kli Shel Chaimetz Neschalef Li B'Kli Shel Shemen V'Hidlakti Mimenu Or L'Shabbos. That by mistake, I mixed up the vinegar with the oil, and I filled up the candles with vinegar, and that's what I lit for Shabbos. So I'm very sad, I'm not going to have candles that are going to stay lit for Friday night. So Amar La, so Rabbi Chanina says to his daughter, he says, Biti Ma'ichpat Lach, what does it matter to you? Mi sha'amar la shemen v'yidlaik, hu yaymar la chaymetz v'yidlaik. The one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who tells oil to light, who says that oil should be flammable and light? It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser that it should be so. So the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made it that oil could light, he could make it that vinegar could light. And there's no difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether it's oil that's lighting or vinegar that's lighting. So just have bitachin, einoid milvadoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that the vinegar will light. And Taka, we learned in the Braisa, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, hayadoylik v'haylik kola yam kulay ad shehaviyu mimenu or lehavdala, that this candle, these candles, they stayed lit the entire Shabbos, even though there was only needed for Friday night, the candles stayed lit the entire Shabbos until they were able to use that fire, to take fire from there for Avdallah. The Marshal explains that even though technically the candles were only needed for Friday night to provide light, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu made this nes happen to be mefarsim the story. And this is the story that the Nefesh HaChaim famously quotes in Shaar Gimel and Perek Yud Beis, and is where he brings this aside of Einon Novadoi, and he writes over there, Kesha Adam Kaivea Balibai Lemar, says the Nefesh HaChaim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when a person, he says with conviction, that Halai Hashem Hu Elokim Hamiti, Hashem is the only, is the Hashem, Ve'ein Oid Novadoi Yisbarach Shum Kayach Ba'olam, there's no other Kayach in the entire world, everything's just Hashem, V'chol Ha'am, Lama is klal in all of the worlds. There's nothing else but Hashem. He says further, and a person, he looks at other things and he says, nothing has kayach. The only thing that has kayach is Hashem. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Ken yaspeku yizbarach biyadoi, shememele yizbatlu me'alav kol ha'koychais v'aretzaynoi sheba'olam. That through a person saying such a thing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will taka b'mavatl all the koychais of other things that have this, so to speak, natural kayach, so yuchlu lifo leishum davar klal, that nothing else can be pile anything. When a person, he's able to say and feel with conviction that ein oid movadoi, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka takes away the natural kaiches that exists in other things in the world, then nothing else could be pile. And says in Nefesh HaChaim, that's the pshat in this story, that kasher Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa yada, shemi sh'amar l'shem ev yidlik, hu yayimar l'chaymetz yidlik, when he said that with conviction. And so what happened was, dalak ner ha'chaymetz, the vinegar stayed lit. And says the Nefesh HaChaim, v'haynu, sh'akasher ha'adam is dabik v'Hashem yizbarach, az ein teva kosher v'shayli the mice of klal. Tava is not shoylet at all. If a person is able to get to this darga that he could really feel and say with conviction, ein ein milvadei, that there's nothing else, and tava is all because of Kadosh Baruch Hu is geiser that it should be so, and nothing has its own independent kayach. It's all coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then a Kadosh Baruch Hu taka be nahig like that with the person. That's the segula, so to speak, of ein ein milvadei. Hakavanim says the Gemara Vayter now, another story about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Havlei Hanach Izeh, that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa had goats. So Amrulei, so they said, the neighbors, they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, maybe it was the same lady in the top of the Amud, they said to him, Kamafsadon, that these goats are stealing from us, they're bothering us. So Amar, so Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa said, and I don't believe you. My goats would never harm anybody. And yeah, we'll let Shemayim prove it. If they're really bothering you, they're taking from you, nechlinu dube. So dube should come and eat them. So Pashas, you would think dube means bears. Rashi seems to say that dube refers to zeivim, or refers to wolves. He says if it's really true that my goats are really bothering you, they're being mafsid you, so then wolves should come and eat these goats. V'iloi, and if not, the other side is that all my goats should come back at night with a duba bikarnayu, with a wolf in its horns, which obviously is a crazy thing, but that's what Rabbi Chanina said. If they're not being mafsid you, so I'm going to make this simen that they're going to come back with wolves in their horns, and taka lorta icy kochada v'chada duba bikarnayu. That's what happened. The goats came back with wolves in their horns, and that was the simen that these neighbors were lying, and these goats were not really being mafsid them. Says the Gemara, Havle Ahi Shibavta Dikabanya Besa. Rabbi Chanina had a certain neighbor that was building her house. Vulaimatu Kishure, and the beams weren't reaching from one side of the wall to the other. She needed the beams to go from one side to the other, and they made the wrong sized beams. So Asila Kame, so she went to Rabbi Chanina, she know he was the Bala Maifsim. So Amrale, she says to him, Banisi Besi Vulaikamatu Kishurai, you know, I built this house and the beams don't reach from one side to the other. So Amar La Mashme. He says to her, what's your name? Amra Lei, Iku. She says, my name is Iku. Amar, he says, okay, Iku, Nimtu Kishurayich. Your beam should reach from one side to the other. And Tanu, we learned in Abraisa, that not just did they reach, but Igiu, Achi Yatsu Amalekan V'Amalekan. It stretched out so far, there was even an extra Amma on each side of the wall. The Yesh Ayimim, some say that the nace is not that the beam itself extended, rather Sanifim Asa'um, that there were other pieces that were miraculously were added to the beams, and that's what she was able to then use in her house. So the Shagas Arya and Gubra Sari asked, that we mentioned earlier, that you're not allowed to be Nana for Maisa Nisim, so how was this lady, how was this neighbor allowed to use the beams? So the Shagas Arya says that which you're not allowed to be Nana from a Maisa Nase, that's only if the nace came in your own zechus, so then you're not allowed to be nana from it. But here the nase happened b'zechus Rabbi Chanina, and it was being done for the woman, so therefore she was allowed to be nana from the beams. Now Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Plimo, Aymer Plimai said, Ani Reisi Aisei Bayis, I saw this house that the lady had built, Vayukaraisa of Yoitzois Amalekan Vamalekan. And I taka saw that the beams stretched over past the wall on each side, and Amma Vamruli, and the people in the town, they told me that Bayezeh Shekera Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa Bitfilasa, that this is the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa built with his tefillah. That's what it was known as. Another story, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, or ask the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Mehechen Havulei Izim. Ask the Gemara, we mentioned previously a story that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa had goats, the neighbors were claiming it was bothering them. Where did Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa have these goats from? Va'ani Have, we mentioned previously that he was very poor. So how did he have goats? Va'ayd, and another kasha, is that Amru Chachamim, Megadlim Be'im Adaka Be'art Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise small animals such as goats in Eretz Yisrael. So the reason for that, Rashi explains in Mesachas Bava Kama on Ayin Tesama Beis, is because in Eretz Yisrael the stam is that the fields around the person are owned by Jews, and therefore if the goats eat from the other people's fields, it's going to be stealing. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to raise small animals such as goats in Eretz Yisrael. So how did he have these goats? So Amar Rav Pinchas explained the story. The Ma'i said there was a story where Va'avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beisai, a person passed by Rav Chanina's house, V'niach Sham Tarnagaylan. He put his chickens over there by the house. U'matzas an Ishtai. The Ma'i said the man left, and he forgot about his chickens, and Rabbi Hanina's wife found the chickens. Umatzas an ishto is Rabbi Hanina ben Daisa. Va'amar las, Rabbi Hanina told her, al taichli mi beit zayin. The halacha is that we have to return it to the owner, so you're not allowed to eat from the eggs. And what happened was, is being that they were leaving the eggs out, v'hirbu beitzim v'tarnegoylin. So there was so many beitzim, which were then turning into chickens, and having more beitzim, and there was a tremendous amount of eggs and chickens. V'yu mitzarin oisam. There were so many that it was starting to bother Rabbi Hanina and his mishpacha. U'machran, so they sold them, u'kanim b'demei and izim. And with their money, they bought these goats. So that's how they had the goats, even though they were poor. In Echanami, they weren't their goats. Now, the Gemara doesn't really answer the other kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer the question about how he was allowed to raise goats in Eretz Yisrael. So the truth is that the Gra actually takes out that line from the Gemara. He says that the Gemara never asked that kasha, presumably because the Gemara doesn't really seem to ever answer that kasha. However, I saw the Yadavid and others, they say that no, Rabbi Hanina knew that his goats wouldn't steal, and therefore there was no problem for Rabbi Hanina ben Daisa to raise goats in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara's kasha was that if it's his own goat, so he shouldn't rely on an ace. And the Gemara's tirutz is that they weren't his own goats, and that's why he was allowed to rely on the ace, that the goats wouldn't steal from other people's property. Al-Kabanim, this is how he had the goats. And now says the Gemara that Pam Achas one day, Avar Isay Adam Sha'avdu Mimenu Tarnagailim, the man who had lost the chickens he was passing by, Va'amar Lechaveira, and he was mentioning to his friend, Bekani Nachdiya Tarnagailim Chili, this is where I put my chickens and I forgot them. Shama Rabbi Hanina, overheard this conversation, and Amar Lai, he runs out, he says to the man, Yesh Lecha Ben Simen, do you have a simen on the goats? As is the halacha for Shabbos Havedim. Amar Lai Hain, the man says yes, Nasan Lai Simen, he gave the simen, but not to us. Ezen, and so Rabbi Hanina gave him the goats. The man took the goats. The hein hein izi da isu dube bikarnayu. And as an aside, the Gemara tells us that these were the goats in the previous story, about which the Gemara says that the goats had the wolves in between its horns. It was about these goats that this story that story happened. Now says the Gemara, moving on to a different tzaddik, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, says the Gemara that Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, dechikolei milsa tuva. He was very poor. And avad milsa, he did some bloodletting, v'loihavolei midi lemitam, and he didn't have any food to eat, like we've had previously, and the importance, by Abba Umana, the importance of eating after bloodletting. It's really Gemara and Shabbos, on Kuf Chavtas, Amad Aleph, that it's very important to eat after bloodletting. So Lamaisa, he didn't have anything, he didn't have any money. So Shakul brought the tuma, all he had was a clove of garlic, so he took it, v'shadya b'vume, he put it into his mouth, that's what he ate. That is not exactly the best food to eat after bloodletting. And chalashli bevenim. What ended up happening was that he became very weak and he fainted. He fell asleep. Azul rabbanan l'shiyulei bey. So the rabbanan went to go visit him. And chazyuhu, they saw him, the kabachi. Now, as he was passed out, he was crying. V'chayich. And also, he started to laugh. And then v'nafik tzutzisa denura me'apuse. And he also had a spark which came out from his forehead. So Kiyisar, when he woke up, Amrulay, they said to him, "My time of kabachis v'chayacht. Why were you crying? Why were you laughing?" So Amrulahu, I'll tell you the truth. He tells them, "I'll tell you the story. In my dream, to have a Yosef imi Hakadosh Baruch Hu is sitting with me. The Amrulay, so I said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, 'Ad masa yitztayir b'hay alma? How long am I going to continue being in such poverty and such pain?' The Amrulay, so he says to me, 'Elazar b'ni, my child, Elazar nichalach da'abchi la'alma mireisha. You want me to start the whole world over from the beginning? This way maybe you'll be born again, and after the misyaldas, b'shaita the mizayne, maybe you'll be born in a better mazel, in a mazel where there's mizayne, right? As mizayne is one of the things that's b'mazel talia milsa. So maybe you'll have a different mazel.' So Amri lekameh, I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, 'The kuli ayv efshar, even if you would start over the whole world for me, it would only be an efshar that my matzav would change. So that I don't know, that doesn't necessarily sound like a good deal.' Amri le, I continued, and I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, 'Dechayi tve or dechayena? Did I live more, or am I going to live more? Do I have more life left, or is it the part of my life that I lived already, is that what's more? Meaning, did I live already a majority of my life or not?' So Amar Leah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to me, 'Dechayis, what you lived in your life, that's already the majority, you have less than half left.' So Amri Lekameh, so I said to Hashem, Imkain, if so, if anyways I already lived most of my life and I was able to manage, so Lai Peinah. So then I'm not going to ask you to destroy the whole world, start from the beginning, and then Efsha would get a better mazel. Anyways, I already lived most of my life. So Amar Lisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to me, by Agra da Amrit, Lai Peinah, in this chus that you said that you're not going to, now you don't want me to start over the whole world for you. So in the future, I'm going to give you 13 rivers. The Mishcha Farsimain Dachion Kipras Vidiglas. That has flowing from it, these 13 rivers are going to have flowing from it fresh, pure, Farsimain oil, a certain type of oil, like the Pras and the Diglas River. Hama'angas Behu, that you'll be able to enjoy. So Amri Lekamei, so I said to Hashem, Hai Vesu Loi, that's all you're going to give me, why not more? So Amar Liya, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Uluchavruch Maya Hivna, if I give you more, what am I going to give to your friend? So Amri Le, so I said to Hashem, Vanami Gavra Delesle Beina, am I asking for something from someone who only has a limited amount? You have infinite amount of things, so why can't I ask you for more? So Machian Beskutla Apute, he hit me, he snapped his fingers on my forehead. Va'amar li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, that Elazar Beri, Geire Bach Geri, that Elazar, my son, I want to hit you with my arrows, which Rashi says was an expression of love. So that's why he was crying because of his matzev, he was smiling because he was being told that he was going to have tremendous reward. And then there was these sparks that came out from his forehead. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu snapped his fingers, Kaviyachal, on his forehead. Now back to the rain and droughts, says the Gemara that Rav Chama Bar Chanina gazer taneisa v'lo yasa mitra. There was a drought, so Rav Chama Bar Chanina was gazer tainis, and lemaisa he wasn't answered, it didn't rain. So Amru Lei, so they said to Rav Chama, they said, v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gazer taneisa v'ase mitra. What's wrong with you? When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is gazer tainis, it rains. Why can't you be like him? So Amar Lehu, he said back to the Kehila, what do you want from me? Ha ana, I am myself, I am Rabbi Chama, and Ha Bar Levoi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is Bar Levoi, he's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're two different people, what do you want from me? So Amrule, so they said to him, the Nasi v'nechav in Daitin. They said to him, why don't you go ask him to come into Davin, and after the Tavri Tzibur Libayu, maybe the Tzibur will break their hearts, the Asi Mitra, and then it will start to rain, maybe let's get Rabbi Shua ben Levi to come Davin. So Boyin Rachmi, they get Rabbi Shua ben Levi to come, they Davin, V'lo Yase Mitra, it still doesn't rain. So Amar Luhu, Rav Chama says to the Tzibur, he says, Nichaluhu, the Shiyavai Matar Bishvilenu, do you want us maybe to try it together? I myself, we weren't able to do it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself together with you, we weren't able to do it. How about all of us all together? So Amru Lehen. So they say to him, Hein, that yes, let's try that. So Amar, Sar Ruchama Davins, and he says, Rekia, Rekia, Kasi Panayich, that the heavens, cover your face, meaning there should be lots of rain clouds. And Le Yikasi, it didn't work. So Amar, so he commented and he said, Kama Izin, Kama Azin Pnei Rekia, look how stubborn the heavens is. And then he cast a Vasi Mitra, and then there were rain clouds and it started to rain. Tzarchi and the whole story. And it says the Gemara Vayter, that Levi Gazar Tanesa Vloyasa Mitra, Levi was Gazar Tainis and it still didn't rain. Amar Lefanov, so he starts davening to Hashem and he says to Hashem, Ribayna Shalaylam, Alisa V'yashavta B'maroim, you go up and you dwell high up there, Ve'ina Temarachim Abanecha, and you're not having mercy on your children. And then, once he said that tefillah, Asa Mitra, it started to rain, Ve'itla, but Levi became lame because he spoke with disrespect towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he became lame. Now, Amar Belazar, La'ilam al-Yatiach Adam Dvarim Klapei Maila. A person has to be careful not to speak disrespectfully even when he's davening. Sha'rei Adam Gadol L'Tiach Dvarim Klapei Maila. You see, Levi, he spoke inappropriately towards Hashem, Ve'idla, and he became lame. Umanu, and who's this referring to? It's referring to Levi, like we just mentioned. Ask the Gemara now. V'hagar malei. This is what caused Levi to be lame. Is the fact that he was matiach dvarim klape mailo. V'alevi ach ve'kida kamei de rebi v'idla. We know that what caused Levi to be lame is when he tried showing akida, which is a certain type of bowing. He tried showing akida in front of Rebbe, and he became lame. That's what made him lame. So says the Gemara, Havaha Garmule. Enochanami, that's the physical thing that made him lame. When he was doing this difficult type of bowing, the Kida, that's physically what made him lame. But what was the Ruchnias Dika reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavivit that he became lame through this activity? It's because he was Matiach Dvarim Klape Mailo. Now we'll do one last story. Says the Gemara, that Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini Shema'inu Lahanech Anane. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini, he heard that the clouds over Eretz Yisrael, they were talking to each other. The Ka'amri, they were saying that Nesu v'Nesu Mayav ba'Amnu Mayav. Come, let's go bring our rain to Amun and Mayav. So Amar, so Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini, he davens to Hashem and he says, Amar lefana Ribono Shel Olam, because Shenasata Teira La'amcha Yisrael, when you gave the Torah to your nation, to Klal Yisrael, Chazarta Kol Umay Sa'Olam, V'Leikim Lua, you went to the other nations and they didn't accept it. They didn't want you. They're the ones that you're going to give the rain to. We're the ones who accepted your Torah. We should get the rain. Throw the rain at us. And Lamaisa Shadua Dukhtayu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the clouds emptied out in their place over Eretz Yisrael, and like that they were able to get the rain.